Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending May 8th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Government of Jamaica quarantines St. Mary communities. Jamaica's Ministry of Health and Wellness decided to quarantine some areas of St. Mary's Parish, including Dover, Enfield, and Annatta Bay, for 14 days beginning on May 7, 2020. The decision was made in collaboration with the National Emergency Operating Center and the local health authority, Northeast Regional Health Authority, or NERA, after 13 individuals in the area tested positive for COVID-19. It was determined that these cases represented a significant increased risk for the communities. Homeschooling network launched by Ministry of Education. Jamaica's Ministry of Education has launched the e-homeschooling network designed to provide live and recorded educational classes to students across Jamaica via television and the internet. According to the announcement from the ministry, the network will provide 24/7 access to educational content so that students may attend homeschooling classes whenever it is convenient for them to do so. The first service provided will focus on primary school levels. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean nations impacted by cloud of dust from Saharan Africa. Several islands in the Caribbean have experienced effects from a cloud of dust originating in the Sahara region of Africa. Some of the negative impacts include itching eyes, coughs, sneezes, and headaches. Additionally, the dust cloud has reduced visibility across the area. Aruba, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Trinidad and Tobago are some of the impacted countries. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Jamaican Diaspora Reassured by Hannah. Lisa Hannah, the spokesperson on foreign affairs and foreign trade for Jamaica, is assuring Jamaicans in the diaspora that we will get through the current COVID-19 crisis together. She also urged Jamaicans overseas to be safe with regard to the virus, which represents the greatest challenge to populations in modern times. Hannah expressed particular concern and thanks to the Jamaicans around the world on the front lines of the battle against the virus. This week's business news. Jamaica officially added to European list of financial risks. The European community has officially added Jamaica to its list of risky financial regions and nations displaying deficiencies concerning anti-money laundering and terrorist funding issues. The list was issued to help the European Union in its battle against terrorism funding and money laundering operations worldwide. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Sad news. Jamaican Millie Small, My Boy Lollipop singer, dies at the age of 73. Millie Small, the Jamaican singer, best remembered for her recording of the song My Boy Lollipop, died following a stroke at the age of 73. Small has been credited with opening the world fan base for Jamaican singers and who first popularized the ska genre on the international music scene. My Boy Lollipop was recorded in 1964 and sold more than 6 million records. This week's sports news. Footballer Raheem Sterling moves from Nike to Puma in huge ad deal. Jamaican footballer Raheem Sterling, who plays with Manchester City and England as a winger, has made a record-breaking deal totaling about $120 million. Under the deal, Sterling will move from working with the Nike sportswear brand to its rival in the industry, Puma. Sterling will now become the highest-paid footballer working with Puma and will be the face of the firm's international advertising campaign. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturday mornings from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.